I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there was a time in West Virginia not so long ago that seeing an eagle was a long shot. But boy, that's changed considerably. We'll talk about it coming up in today's report right after this. The turnaround of eagles in the United States and here in West Virginia has been remarkable, according to Rich Bailey with the West Virginia DNR.
Believe it or not, in the early 80s, we had a single bald eagle nest in the state. And these days, we probably, if I had to guess, have between 1 and 200 nests in the state. DNR staff monitor about 70 of those nests.
In fact, Bailey says they found about 5 new ones every year. The turnaround came with the banning of the pesticide DDT in the 1970s, which was discovered the chemical was causing the thinning of the eagle's eggshells, nearly wiped them out.
They would build up these levels of DDT, and it would affect their eggshell thickness, believe it or not. And so the eagles would sit on their eggs, and they'd crush their eggs. And so they stopped raising as many young. And as a matter of fact, it got so bad that there were very few places where eagles were producing enough young to create a sustainable population. And once we stopped, a lot of DDT usage, it almost immediately started turning itself around.
And today there are plenty of chances to see a bald eagle in West Virginia.
The bald eagles, in particular, are undergoing a robust long-term recovery. Over the years, they're increasing, and every year we seem to see more and more of them across the state. Seems like no matter where you are.
Bald eagles tend to linger around water, so places like the New River, the South Branch of the Potomac, or the Ohio River, or maybe some of the state's bigger lakes like Bluestone or Stonewall Jackson, excellent opportunities to see one. The bald eagle, though, is not the only one in our state, but the other one is sort of hard to find.
Golden eagle is here in West Virginia almost entirely in the wintertime. Golden eagles breed far to our north in Canada, places like Quebec, and they come down here for the winter. They're much less visible to people. They tend to like to inhabit areas with lots and lots of forest. So where most of our golden eagles are in the highland counties, as you might guess, Monongahela National Forest, the high mountains, and places like that.
So head out this weekend and see if you can spot yourself an eagle. They are on the nest right now. In fact, they nest from January through June. And if you spot one of those nests, notify the DNR. They like to keep tabs on where that eagle nesting activity is going on. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.